numbers on the scoreboard here. So, scoreboard making an adjustment here. Players and officials waiting for the right call here. Officials talking it over. So, a little bit of confusion on the court. That last foul was given to Randon Whitley, but he's sitting on the bench right now. So, officials trying to sort this out. Get the right foul here. Ball is in. 1 second remains. Logan, the buzzer beater. Peter Kalugin with the buzzer beater shot there. Scoreboard guy was slacking a little bit. Had 1 second left on the clock, and he did not hit start. But Sandpoint able to get that last shot there. So Sandpoint with that last shot from Kalugin, bringing this game to 3 points. 42-39. Manicotic with a 3-point lead. We're heading into the fourth quarter. This is really it. One of these teams heading to the consolation bracket, one of them heading to state. A tight game here in Port Allsworth. On the Sandpoint side, our top scorer for tonight, number 42, Peter Kalugin. 15 points from him. That last second shot, able to get in there. His sweet spot tonight has been that short corner. Working it on the offense, able to get open. Nice pump fakes, step throughs. Kalugin's doing a great job. Rowdy Tripp, number 23, with 9 points. Really close to breaking double digits here. On the Manicotic side of the ball, our top scorer is number one, Donovan Gloco, who's got 17 points. He erupted this third quarter for 10 points. Number two, Jethron Nanaluk, number 20, with 10 points. So 42-39, Lynx will take possession at half court heading into this fourth quarter. Players are back on the court as we get ready to go here. Last quarter of the championship game, Region 1 basketball. Winner of this game will take home the Region 1 championship title. Lynx with the ball, passing it around, looking for a shot. Ball going over to Nemea Gloco. Gloco, 3-point attempt, no good. Nanaluk with the rebound. Nanaluk driving inside. He's going to pass it out to one Donovan Gloco. Gloco with a three-pointer. No good. He's got his own rebound. Back to Nevaeh. Nanaluk has the ball. Three-point attempt for Miam is no good. Rebounded by Peter Kalugin for the Eagles. So Eagles taking it the other way. 42-39 still. Rowdy Tripp. Three-point attempt for Miam. No good. Trying to tie that game up. Nanaluk's got the ball. He's taking it the other way. Beautiful finish from Jethro Nanaluk. 44-39. Nanaluk with the fast break bucket there. Eagles have the ball now. Viscocho dribbling around the top. Looking for a screen. He's going to pass. Turnover. Turnover by the Lynx. Oh, but they get it back. Gunderson has the ball now for Sandpoint. Pass to Viscocho. Viscocho to Kalugin in the corner. And Kalugin moving his feet before the ball. Travel call on Kalugin, so it's going to be a Lynx basketball under the Sandpoint basket. So, Jethron Nanaluk inbounding the ball for the Lynx here, taking a second to tie his shoe. A 5-point game here in Port Allsworth. These teams are keeping it close tonight. Nanaluk inbound to the ball. Pass back to Nanaluk. Nanaluk bringing it up the court. He's going to pass to Nevaeh Gloco. Gloco dribbling to the right. Back to Nanaluk. Nanaluk driving inside. Fadeaway jump shot. Good. Jethro Nanaluk. Fadeaway jump shot from the short corner. That's good. 46-39. Sandpoint has the ball. Pass to the left. Viscocho to Tripp. Tripp driving inside. Back to Viscocho. Viscocho three. Good. Ryu Viscoso, 46-42. Sandpoint making the comeback here. Nevaeh Gloco dribbling the ball on the left side, looking for somebody. He's got Nanaluk. Jethro Nanaluk dribbling inside. Pass to Donovan Gloco. Gloco driving inside. Jumps to number 13. Blocked. Number 13, Keaton Pock went up for the shot, but it's blocked by 23, Rowdy Tripp for the Eagles. Ball went out of bounds, though, so that's going to be a Manicotic ball. Nanaluk pass in the corner. 3-point attempt by him. No good. So Sandpoint got that rebound. They're coming the other way. Viscocho, another three-point attempt. No good. Manikotic with the rebound. And a foul called here on number 42, Peter Kalugin. So a rebounding foul there on Kalugin. Manikotic's going to take the ball on the Sandpoint side of the court. 46-42, four-point game. Manikotic looking for Scott Tugatuk, but it went through his hands. Turnover by Manikotic. Sandpoint with the ball. Viscocho passes to Tripp. Tripp driving inside. Loses the ball, but he's fouled. So, Rowdy Tripp manages to draw the foul there. He's going to go under the Sandpoint basket and inbound for the Eagles here. 46-42. Sandpoint needs a few points here. Viscocho from the corner, and it's good. Ryu Viscocho with two clutch three-pointers in this fourth quarter. Two-point game, 46-44. Sandpoint keeping it close here. Navaya Gloco, three-point attempt, no good. Rebounded by Manilook. Manilook driving to the left side. Manilook goes off his foot out of bounds. Jethron Manilook not able to handle the pressure from Sandpoint. They're going to take the ball out of bounds and a chance to tie this game up. 46-44. Sandpoint with possession. Viscocho bringing the ball up the court. Gunderson with the ball. Gunderson pump fake, driving inside. Gunderson loses the ball. Ball on the ground. Fast break. Manikotic taking it the other way. Jethron Manilook has got it. Fast break points from Jethron Manilook. 48-44. Sandpoint with the ball. Viscocho crosses over, passing to Gunderson. Gunderson looking for a teammate, trying to find a pass. Can't get anybody. He's going to pass outside to number three, Kamagana. Kamagana to Tripp. Back to Kamagana. Kamagana dribbling, looking inside. He's going to pass to Viscocho. Viscocho passing to Gunderson. Gunderson taking it in. Viscocho driving in to Tripp down low. Tripp going up. Tripp looking for the lay-in there. He's going to get fouled on the way up, going to the line to shoot for two. 48-44, a very close game here in Port Allsworth. Eagles trying to close the gap here to 2 points with two free throws from Rowdy Tripp. Tripp tonight has been having a pretty good night with 9 points, looking to get over that 10-point mark with these two free throws. And first free throw is no good. The score is still 48-44, but Tripp with another free throw attempt. Sub coming in for Manikotic here, number 5, Brandon Whitley coming in the game. And looks like a timeout is going to get called here. So both teams heading back to the benches, talking it over. This is going to be a long timeout. So starters sitting on the bench, Brandon Smith of the Eagles talking it over with his team. An epic fourth quarter by the Eagles. We're down at 1 point by almost 20, but managing to come back and get in this game. 4 point game now, 48-44. Definitely some things to be looking for. Jethron Manilook, number 20 for Manikotic, with three fouls. So two more, and he's out of the game. On the Eagles side, Viscocho also with three fouls, number 4. He's been a clutch player for the Eagles, hitting two extremely important threes to keep Sandpoint in this game. Teams taking the court again. We got 4.5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Winner goes to state. Loser plays tomorrow at 9:30. Rowdy Tripp with one more free throw attempt here. He's on the line, ready to go. Tripp shoots, and it is good. So, 3-point game here, 48-45, Manikotic leading. Manilook bringing the ball up. Shot attempt there from Donovan Gloco. So, Donovan Gloco, 3-point attempt. Sandpoint gets the rebound, but a travel called on Sandpoint. So, it's going to stay a Lynx ball. Number 5, Whitley inbounding for the Lynx to Manilook. Manilook's got it. He's going to pass to Navaya Gloco. Gloco back to Manilook. Manilook passes to the left. Manilook looking inside. Jump shot from Manilook. No good. Rebounded by Gunderson. Gunderson passes to Tripp. Tripp dribbling at the left side of the court. Tripp to Viscocho. A three from Viscocho. No good. Peter Kalugin, got the putback bucket. 48-47. It's a 1-point game here in Port Allsworth. Matakotic Lynx have the ball. Nataluk looking for a pass. He's got Donovan Glocko on the right side to Navaya Glocko. Navaya Glocko at the top of the perimeter. Over to Nataluk on the right side. Back to Glocko on the right. Nataluk looking inside. Bad pass stolen by Vizcocho. Vizcocho taking it the other way. 48-47. 1-point game. Sandpoint with a chance to take the lead right here. Pass inside to Rowdy Tripp. He goes up. No good. Nataluk with the rebound. Fast break here for the Lynx. Number 5, Brandon Whitley with the fast break points. 50-47. Rowdy Tripp has the ball. Trying to tie this game up here for the Eagles. 3 minutes remain. Gunderson looking inside. Stolen by Nataluk. Fast break here for the Lynx. Nataluk. A little jump from number 13, Keaton Pott, to Nataluk. And Nataluk's got two. 52-47. 5-point game here now instead. 2 minutes and 45 seconds remain. Gunderson has the ball. He's looking for a pass. Back to Vizcocho. Vizcocho at the top of the perimeter. Vizcocho's going to pull up. Good! Vizcocho! 3-pointer to keep the Eagles in this game. 52-50. Navaya Glocko dribbling to the right. He's got it on the top of the perimeter. Matakotic has the ball. Looking down low. Jethro Nataluk, 3-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Vizcocho. Vizcocho dribbling. Looking for an outlet pass. Can't get it. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by the Lynx. Sandpoint ball. 52-50. Sandpoint with a chance to tie this game or take the lead on this possession. 2 minutes remain in the fourth quarter. Rowdy Tripp has the ball. Peter Kalugin wide open. But he is blocked by the Lynx. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be a Sandpoint Eagles ball under their basket. 2 minutes remain. Rowdy Tripp inbounding. Kalugin in the corner. He's going to go up. No good. Kalugin gets his own rebound. Back out to Vizcocho. Vizcocho not able to get the 3-point shot. Rebounded by Nataluk. Nataluk taking it the other way for the Lynx. Nataluk. And it's blocked. Shot attempt there by Donovan Glocko. Blocked by Rowdy Tripp. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Lynx. It's going to be a Sandpoint Eagles ball. 52-50. This is the close game, guys. So it looks like we had a few players take a spill there on the court. Officials coming out to wipe up the court here, make sure we don't have any slipping hazards. 52-50. We have 1 minute and 40 seconds remaining. Sandpoint ball heading their way. Gunderson with the ball. He's going to pass to the right. Back to Gunderson. Gunderson looking. 3-point attempt there from Kemangana. No good. Rebounded by Nataluk. Nataluk bringing the ball up for the Lynx. He's going to pass to the right. Navea Glocko with the ball. Pass to one, Donovan Glocko. Nataluk pass to Glocko. Glocko driving inside. No good. Rebound by the mount, by the Lynx, though. Lynx have the possession. Nataluk driving inside, trying to get something going. Pass back outside. Lynx passing the ball around. Some good ball movement here by them. Navaya Glocko with the ball at the top of the perimeter. Trying to slow it down just a bit here and run the clock out. We have under a minute left, 52-50. Lynx want to run the clock out here and win this game. Shot attempt there, no good. Rebound by Nataluk, though. Back out to Navaya Glocko, 3-point attempt. No good. Rebound by Peter Kalugin. Sandpoint has the ball. 30 seconds left. 52-50. Sandpoint with a chance to tie or win this game. And Coach Brandon Smith is going to call a timeout. Talk it over with his boys. 30 seconds left. Score is 52-50. Sandpoint has the ball. Sandpoint with a chance at a state berth here. Manicotic needing to hang on for 30 more seconds, and they've got a punch ticket to state. Both teams fired up right now, talking it over in the huddle, coming up with a game plan. Coach Brandon Smith drawing up something for his guys. What an evening here in Port Ellsworth. Game before this, Sandpoint faced off against Bristol Bay. Excuse me, King Cove faced off against Bristol Bay. That was another nail-biter game that went down to the wire. We could be looking at that again tonight here. Manicotic breaking the huddle and taking the court again. Sandpoint will be taking the ball at half court. Vitcocho for Sandpoint will be inbounding. Eagles on the court. Vitcocho passes to Gunderson. Gunderson has it at midcourt. Back to Vitcocho. Gunderson passes left. And ball's on the ground. Recovered by Manitonic. 17 seconds left. They got a foul here. Sandpoint needs a foul. And Jethron Manaluk is fouled. It's going to be a Manicotic ball out of bounds here. Number 5, Randon Whitley inbounding for the Lynx. So, Peter Kalugin called for the foul there. A little off-ball foul. Oh, just a warning, excuse me. And 23, Rowdy Tripp fouling number 20, Jethron Manaluk, trying to stop the clock. 9 seconds left on the clock. Scores 52-50. Sandpoint trying to get the ball back here. For Manicotic taking the ball out, number 1, Donovan Glocko will be inbounding. And there's a timeout called there by, it looks like, the Lynx. So 52-50, Manicotic has possession. They're up 2, hoping to get this game and head to state. 9 seconds left on the clock. This one's going to come down to the wire for sure. All right, both teams taking the court after that timeout. Number 1, Donovan Glocko inbounding for Manicotic. He's got an open man down low. Number 3, Nevaeh Glocko went up for the shot. And they're going to call an intentional on that, it looks like. So, Sandpoint player pushed the back of Nevaeh Glocko. He's going to get 2 free throws here and the ball back. 7 seconds left on the clock. The rest of the players standing beyond the half-court line, watching on as Glocko sinks his first free throw. First score is now 53-50. Glocko with a chance to give them a 4-point lead. Glocko's second shot is up, and it's good. So Manicotic with a 4-point lead, 54-50, 7 seconds left on the clock. Because that was an intentional foul, Manicotic's going to get the ball back. So Sandpoint on defense here. And a wide open man, number 13, Keaton Puff. He's going to get that last second shot for Rowdy Tripp. Buzzer beater three-pointer from half court, but it is not enough. Lynx win the Region 1 championship and are headed to state. What a game from both teams. Wow. What a finisher.
Yeah, that was quite the game. Another nail biter. Boy, I should have taken more blood pressure medication. That was really something. I haven't seen that good of basketball in a long time. 2 fantastic games in a row. Tomorrow morning, I think we have one at 9:30. That's the earliest one. We have a game or two tomorrow, so stay in touch for that. We'll let you know. I'll be in the morning and get everything straightened out for that. But great games. Just really, really fantastic. Now let me set this up. See where we are on the... Just gonna play what's already going here. So.
That is new music from Sharon Van Etten and The Attachment Theory. That's her backing bandmates graduated to just being the full-time band. New self-titled album is out now. That song is called Afterlife. We go into the archives for a dynamite live performance from Janelle Monáe next on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, and we're in the vaults, live from the archives, pulling out classic performances. And when this artist stopped by in 2011, host emeritus David Dye wrote, "They're a fiery and energetic wonder ball of a performer," which is a beautiful description I absolutely adore. He was talking about Janelle Monáe, and all true. From 2011, here's a performance of Tightrope, live from the archives.
Talk about you like they know all about you. When you get down, they know you. They know you tipping on the scene. Yeah, they tell me about it. 'Cause they can't demo the scene. When you dunk about it, they just keep getting funky on the scene. What they do? your faith in me.
Some big hits performed in the vault today, courtesy of Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird, and Janelle Monáe, Tightrope. Every day we're in the archives, but you can check them out on demand at worldcafe.org. Here's The Cure from their latest album, last year's Songs of a Lost World. It's All I Ever Am.
There's a blade by the bed and a phone in my hand. A dog on the floor and some cash on the nightstand. When I'm all alone, the demon stops and I just can't say. What should I do? Just a little baby. What if the lights go out and maybe? And then the wind just starts to move outside and die. Follow me home now, good night. Move now, won't be certain. If it's not here soon, I might be done. Going about it too soon till I say good night. There's a shark in the pool and a witch in the tree. A crazy old neighbor of me has been watching me. And there's footsteps loud and strong coming down the hall. Something's under the bed, now it's out in the hinge. There's a big black coat sitting on my window ledge. And I hear something scratching.
Fact about that song, both on the soundtrack to Dawson's Creek and Kill Bill. Huh, a lot of crossover in the early 2Ks for the New York band Chivalry. That's Goodnight Moon. And The Cure, All I Ever Am. Up next, Brandi Carlile, Elton John, Together. A new song, a new album. It's World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Stephen Kaleo. And 3 weeks doesn't seem like a lot of time to make a record. Or maybe it does if you're a fan of the MC5. But when you've got two musicians who are as precise and write as densely as Elton John and Brandi Carlile, 20 days to record an album is a challenge, and that's the challenge they put to themselves when they wrote and recorded Who Believes in Angels. Record is out April 4th. Check out the title track, Brandi Carlile and Elton John.
Don't need to laugh so hard. You don't have to wear a tie. Sometimes honest is being caught inside a lie. And I've been there. I've been there. If I lived an easy life, would I still choose you? Would I fall on the same knife? A rodeo queen breathing fire into the night. I've been there. Man, I've been there. What do you say we set the pleasant trees aside? Even the diamonds look like rocks to the untrained eye. What does it cost to buy a soul back when you die? What are the angels gonna do with you and I? What do the angels do with you and I?
to my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till a landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Seasons of my life. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you. But time
PJ Harvey, and you're listening to World Cafe.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never what I found, that blue eyed
Michigander from their debut album released earlier this year. Self-titled record, song is Giving Up. That about does it for us on The Cafe. Thanks to our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, including our friends at WCBU in Peoria.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the city of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.